أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. وقال تعالى: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. As explained yesterday, the introduction to this ayat, that just as any government in the world needs a police force and an army to maintain law and order and to see that the people abide by the laws of the country, the greatest government is the government of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has also got His laws, and the Quran Sharif, and from the Hadith, and what has been extracted from there, the Fiqh, all these are the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And for them to be enforced, also, the, so to say, a police force, an army is required of Allah Ta'ala. That is a group of people that will enforce these laws of Allah Ta'ala and make sure that people abide by them. So much so, in a proper Islamic country, if a person does not make namaz, he has to be jailed until he makes namaz. It's not just like today, people don't make namaz, nobody says anything about it. But he has to be jailed. If a person becomes a murtad, he has to be executed. He'll be given a chance to explain to and make understand the proper deen. But if he doesn't, then he has to be executed. So all the laws of Allah Ta'ala has to be enforced. So that Allah Ta'ala explains in this ayat, that this is an exclusive quality of this ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin. Tum ho behtar sab ummato se. You are the best of all the nations. Because only in this ummah, when the ummah was alive, that these commands of Allah were enforced. And as mentioned, till very recently, there was this group of Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar in Saudi Arabia also. But unfortunately, with all the terrible things happening, this group has been also now abolished by the government. Now they don't have a group to establish. This group used to, if anyone can remember, if shops were open namaz time, they should come there and hit with their sticks and make sure the shops close. They should make sure women, when they come to the haram, they are in parda, etc. But now, unfortunately, that has been abolished by the government also. Whereas Allah says that that must be there. And it must be in every Muslim country that they will command this. And this has been exclusive for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the previous ummahs, there wasn't this. And so much in this ummah that it has been brought to the level of jihad. And jihad, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, al-jihadu madin ila yawm al-qiyamah. Jihad will remain till the day of Qiyamah. But today, unfortunately, nowhere is there any jihad taking place, really. So this, and this must be for the laws of Allah Ta'ala, not a fight for land, etc., not for one's country, not for one's community, but to establish the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So on that basis, Allah says, this ummah is the best of nations, that they establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. They make sure that the deen of Allah Ta'ala is enforced. Ukhrijat linnas, jo bheji gayi alam mein, and who have been sent for linnas, for all the people, not only for Muslims, to see that Islam comes into non-Muslims also. That continuously there must be a strong jamaat working to call and give da'wah to non-Muslims also to accept Islam. That also, unfortunately, is also a great duty of ours, which is almost totally neglected. Neither are we enforcing the laws of Allah, neither are we inviting people. So as it comes clearly in the hadith, then we will become the invited. And today we are following the ways of the kuffar. And they are forcing their laws on us. All totally wrong laws of homosexuality, lesbianism, that you can't speak out against it. Their laws are forced on us because we did not establish our laws. They have got the upper hand, and they are establishing the false laws and ideologies of mankind. And what is this that has to be done? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حُكَمْ كَرْتَي أَچْھے كَامُكَا. They command. تَأْمُرُونَ is not just invite. It's not that they just invite, but they command. They force the ma'ruf. Ma'ruf are those things which Allah has declared must be done. Not what society thinks this is good, this is not good. No. What Allah Ta'ala has declared is ma'ruf. All Allah's command, tawheed on the earth, and establishment of salah, zakat, etc. All this. Today even the Hajj and now Umrah. How many people who are going and coming back and feeling very, very despondent because hardly anyone is, say, making ibadat. All are just busy taking photos, making selfies. And all this dunya's things are carrying on right in the haram also. And all the laws that you are not permitted to make tawaf, you are not allowed to go to Rauza Sharif, etc. All these things, the opposite things are taking place. So what has this group has to command? That the true Islam, the laws of deen, they are enacted and they are forced and the people practice upon them. This thought that there is no compulsion in Islam. There is no compulsion for anyone to accept Islam. But when he has accepted Islam, now he is compelled to follow the laws of Allah Ta'ala. There is no leniency that now you can, if you want to, you make your namaz, if you don't want to, you make your namaz. Unfortunately, right in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif now also, there are many people who don't make their namazes. And nobody forcing to even tell them anything. And in fact, the law of the Saudi government, you are not allowed to tell anyone anything good. If you do, you will be the criminal. In fact, what we were commanded to do, today we have criminalized that very action. That we were supposed to command the right, and if you command the right there, then you will be penalized for that. So the command of the fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرَ اور مَنَا کرتے ہو بُرِ کاموں سے. And you forbid the evil. Not you discourage the evil. Not you just speak lightly against it by force. And as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, مَنْ رَعَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. The first command, if anyone sees anything wrong, anyone in the ummah, then we should stop it by the force of our hand. And we all can check ourselves what is the level of our iman. Those who have the proper iman, they will force it in their homes. They will force it in their communities. But today we don't even speak out against it. We don't even think of it as bad anymore. And if somebody does speak out against it, we say he is causing disunity. An impossible thing that could not be conceived. We are guilty of those things today. So they must, that group must forcefully stop all the evil that is taking place. And one great quality of this group were tu'minuna billah or iman laate ho Allah par. And the iman is of that level on Allah which was not in the previous ummats also. And when we see the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, and even after that, for centuries in the Islamic world, what great iman the people had. But today our iman is on materialistic things. On medicine we have got iman. Medicine will give me my shifa. Our iman is on our shops and our degrees. We have a shop, then I will get my rosy. We haven't got the iman that Allah will give me my rosy, whether I have any income or I don't have. Even if I don't have any means of income. One buzurg says that if no rain falls from the skies and the ground does not grow even any grass or anything, and I just get the thought that from where will Allah feed me, he says I will immediately become a kafir. Because Allah has promised that rozi is from Allah. Even if there's no rain, forget our shops and our jobs. And even if there is such drought that nothing is growing, and we have doubted from where Allah is going to feed, that person becomes a kafir, he says. One Buzurg was asked that what arrangement have you made for your living, to get your food, etc. He says that we are taught that a person, a guest must be hosted for 3 days. After that you can ask him to leave, but for 3 days a guest must be hosted. So I am Allah's guest in this world. Allah is hosting me. And by Allah, 1 day is 1,000 years. For 3,000 years I'm Allah's guest. After that I'll think what I must do of my rosy. But for 3,000 years I got no worry. Allah is my host and Allah will look after me. But today that iman of ours is gone, very, very weak, if it is there at all. Otherwise there is great fear what the condition of our iman is. And if we are not worried, we can carry on as we want to, but when we'll go in the qabr, then we'll know all about it. And we will have no excuse there if we did not correct and have the proper iman and yaqeen also. Complete conviction on all the imaniyat. Everything, there must be absolutely no doubt about Allah, Qiyamah, the life of the qabr, that Allah will give rosy. All that, if we have got little doubt, then we may Allah protect us. What will happen in the qabr? And there will be no return, and we will have no recourse for anything but to suffer the terrible punishment and consequences there. May Allah save us, and let us learn lessons from the Quran Sharif, and not just talk and hear about it, but that we do something for our own good. It isn't for anyone else, it's for our own selves. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.